October 26, 1938. The Effects of Disturbance. The Little Ill One and the Divine Will. One who lives in the Divine Will forms the support for her Creator, so the Holy Trinity secures its interests. My poor being feels the extreme need to live in the Divine Will. The bitterness and the pains that invade me are such that I feel as if they wanted to tear out the divine fiat from inside of me. I feel, more than ever, the desire to live in it. But with all the efforts I make to live abandoned in its arms, I still can't do without feeling embittered, stunned, disturbed by the many troubles and heart pains that surround me, so much that I can't take it anymore. My Jesus, Celestial Mother, help me. Can't you see that I am about to succumb? If you don't hold me in your arms, if you don't continue to inundate me with the waves of your divine volition, I tremble and fear. What will happen to me? Please, don't leave me. Don't abandon me to myself in such a hard state. But as I was thinking this, my always adorable Jesus ran to sustain me in his arms, and all goodness told me, "My good daughter, do not fear. Courage. I won't leave you. I cannot leave you. The chains of my love tie me to you and make us inseparable. But then, why do you fear to be leaving my will? Just as to enter it, it took a firm resolute act of wanting to live in it, in the same way, to get out of it, it would take another firm and resolute act. And you didn't do this, neither will my daughter ever do it, will you? All I want is that you do not let yourself be surprised by any disturbance. It pales you, it makes you lose freshness, it debilitates your strength, it makes you lose the liveliness of the light of the fiat. So my love remains repressed, attention loses its pace, and although you were in my will, you stay there as if inside a house in which you don't bother doing your duties to decorate it, put it in order and give it all the sumptuousness that befits it. So, being troubled like this in my will, you don't pay attention to receiving my creative and operating act. You are as if idle. But, courage then. Since your pains are because of me, we keep you in our will as the little ill one. I am the first who suffers with you, since your pains are mine and I suffer more than you. I am like your nurse. I assist you, I make your bed out of my arms, and I place my pains around you to strengthen you. Our mother and queen runs to put you on her lap, to protect her little ill daughter. Since one who operated in my will brought glory and joy to all heaven, all the angels and saints run around our little infirm one to assist her and serve her needs, in our will. But they cannot enter into strange things that do not belong to us. Even the pains must be our pains, otherwise they can't find the way to enter them. Therefore, courage, all that I want is that you be at peace. How many times I too, under the press of hard pains, became infirm, and the angels ran to sustain me. Even my heavenly Father, in seeing me in excruciating pains, ran to me and took me in his arms to strengthen my groaning humanity. And how many times my mother fell ill in my will, in seeing the sufferings of her son to the point of feeling as though dying, and I ran to sustain her, holding her to my heart, not letting her succumb. All I want is courage and peace. Don't trouble yourself too much, and I'll take care of everything. Then he added, "My daughter, you don't know yet all the good the creature receives by living in my will, and the great glory she gives to her Creator. Every act she does in it is a leaning of God on the creature, leaning his power of love and of sanctity. The more acts she repeats, the more we trust her and the more we can lean on what is ours, since our will is there, giving capacity and strength to the creature to receive what we want to give. But if we don't find our will and her acts repeated in it, we don't know where to lean. She doesn't have strength, capacity, or the space in which to receive our gifts and graces, so that I can trust her. Poor creature, without our will. She, the true citadel, without doors and without sentries to defend it, exposed to all the dangers. If we want to give, It would be like exposing our gifts and our very life to uselessness and to the danger of receiving offenses and ingratitude, so that they make us turn gifts and graces into chastisements. Therefore, you must know that when the creature does our will, we settle our interests. We never operate to our disadvantage. First we secure the interests, our glory, and then we operate. Otherwise it would be as if we didn't have heart for our sanctity, or as if we did not appreciate our gifts or what we do, or as if we didn't know ourselves, our power and our ability. Who would ever start an enterprise without first securing his interests? Nobody. It may happen that, by disgrace, his enterprise suffers some losses, but by having thought of securing his interests first, he won't have to leave his situation, he can maintain his status. But if he hadn't put his interests in a safe place, he could reduce himself to starvation. This is why we want the creature in our will, because we want to secure our concerns, what we give of love, sanctity, goodness, and all the rest. Our divine will takes charge of having them returned to us in as many divine acts we gave divine love, she gives us divine love back. Our will transforms the creature into our sanctity and goodness, and makes her give us back holy and good acts. Therefore, even her breath, her motion and her steps are pure and holy. We feel in her acts their similarity with ours, because they are rendered so by our will. So when we receive from the creature what is ours, made divine by our fiat, our interest is settled. Our love celebrates, our glory triumphs, and we prepare new surprises of love, gifts, graces. When our interest is returned, we don't mind about anything. We abound, so much that the heavens overflow.